The proclamation is a commemorative copy, but it was signed by Lincoln, Secretary of State William Seward, and aide John G. Nicolay. The original burned in the Chicago fire. The two items new to the museum:
a statue depicting Lincoln as emancipator, which at the time people thought was very appropriate, where today they may not think it quite as appropriate. And then the other is an 1864 notice of a slave sale in Kentucky. The Emancipation Proclamation did not apply to the border states, and thus able to keep those border states on the Union side during the Civil War.
Museum Deputy Director Dave Blanchett says the proclamation took effect January 1, 1863. The exhibit runs through January 1st, 2013. At the Illinois Capitol, Dave Dahl, News Radio WBBM.